Chuck and Kelly, our financial analyst, Ryan Boucher, is here. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, good morning.
So, all right, this almost $70 billion, huge deal, CVS and Aetna is being proposed. What do you think that would mean to the average New Yorker?
It could be a good thing. I mean, you're combining the second largest pharmacy with the third largest insurer. And the big thing for them, they're vertically integrating their business model. And so from a consumer standpoint, you know, that could be good in terms of price competition. They may be able to combine, the insurance with prescription drugs, whatever it may be, to potentially help consumers. And, you know, this seems to be, you know, outside of just, you know, all the challenges and struggles of the healthcare industry, but, you know, a competition from potentially an Amazon who's talked about getting into pharmaceutical drug. And I think you're seeing a lot of businesses change their business model because of that.
See, I think on paper, it looks good for those of us who actually have Aetna now and already use CVS. It makes it a common sense partnership, but it makes me a little nervous when you look at the actual health care side of it. The prescription drugs aside, will we see more pop-up in-store clinics, and will they be pushing patients toward those rather than their own family doctors?
Well, let's face it. I mean, there's two huge challenges with this merger. One is just from the antitrust regulators. There's been, you know, a couple mergers that have been shot down in the past. So that's one challenge. The other one is, you know, you're combining, you know, insurance and pharmacy here. But there's one big element missing from a healthcare merger, and that's the doctor. There's no, you know, doctors presented in either of these companies, really. And so they're the ones who are prescribing drugs and medicines and, really working with the patient. So there's definitely a lot of challenges here. This isn't a sure thing in terms of being a great success. I think there's a lot of challenges still left to be worked out.
Well, I was going to ask you, and I think you kind of answered it. It won't necessarily be approved, right? There's still some hurdles?
No, I mean, even when you look at Wall Street, so the purchase price is about $207 a share for Aetna shares, and they're only trading at $178 right now. So there's a big spread there. And what that tells me is that Wall Street's still, you know, a little unsure if this will actually go through or not.
On another topic, I saw an article in the USA Today splashed across the front page, Dow 30,000. I guess, you know what, once you hit 24, why not? Do you think that's possible? Do you think that's necessarily a good thing if we hit 30,000?
Well, that's a long ways from when the Dow was at 7,000 back in March of 2009, and that was the bottom of the financial crisis. So, you know, when you look at the Dow 30,000, it's trading a little over 24,000 right now. Believe it or not, if the Dow has the same year it's had this year, it would get you to 30,000. So it's not unreasonable. You know, it only has to go up another, you know, a little over 25% to get there. However, I mean, we've had such a great year this year. We're still optimistic with the markets. There's still a lot of elements in place that would point to continued strength in the stock market. You know, the economy is still doing well. The global economy is doing very well. Tax reform should help corporate America's bottom line. Fundamentals in the stock market are still pretty good. Even though stocks are, you know, maybe a little overvalued, there's still a lot of reasons to be optimistic. But I don't think anyone predicted the year we're going to have this year. You know, if you looked at the start of 2017, you know, to have another year up over 20%, you know, would be probably hard to do. But, you know, it's not unheard of.
Okay, you guys are Troy folks, and so Monument Square, one proposal after another has fallen through. Now they're revisiting Leonard Hospital, which has also been sitting vacant for some time, and they can't seem to figure out what to do with it there. Now another proposal is being floated, nor they're looking to do something with it. What are your thoughts?
Well, I was down at the Victorian Stroll over the weekend on Sunday down in Troy, and you have that beautiful hole in the ground right on the waterfront continues to go undeveloped. So, you know, Troy, as we've seen, you know, a lot of times has a hard time getting out of their own way. Who knows what's going to happen with that property? You know, they can't develop a piece of property on their, marquee development sites in the city. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to get anything where the Leonard Hospital is. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, it's been really frustrating after seeing the current proposal for Monument Square get shot down. And, you know, who knows what'll happen with this. But like I said, over the past, you know, 5-6 years, Troy hasn't been able to get out of their way with these projects. So who knows what'll happen.
Yeah, I'm frustrated and I don't even live there.
You hear
Ryan and Steve Boucher. Saturday noontime on WGY 720-3333. Offices in historic downtown Troy. And in Saratoga Springs, of course, online, Boucher.com. Ryan, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you. Have a great day.
You too.